A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Batch After Dark with Aaron and Kelsey. We are so excited you joined us for our very first episode with Acast and Red Rock. So today, I mean, I cannot tell you how thrilled we are to have this guest. We love her. You love her. The one and the only Rudy from Listen to Your Heart is here with us, and she's Yay. Ready to get naughty. Yes!
Yay! 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 Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited.
Of course. We just love you.
Do you want to say for it, Rudy, or are you just here for it?
I'm here for it. Let's
you
go.
Are? Oh, great. Yay! Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, no safe words.
No safe words. I am going to close this door so my little sister doesn't hear anything.
Good thinking.
Oh, perfect. That's a good idea. Okay, we're
good. She's going to learn today.
Yes. I know, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I just took a shot. So I am primed and ready. I don't know if you've been drinking or not today.
No drinking for me, but I'm trying this new thing where I want to just be as crazy as I am when I'm drunk normally. So this is a perfect time to give it a go.
I'm crazy. I'm not drinking that. Either, but I'm still crazy too. So we can do it together.
I love it.
This is going to be a blast. Okay. So my first question for you, Rudy, is, are you single?
Ooh. That's coming in hot real quick. Okay. Oh. I technically am. We are not together, but there definitely is someone that I think soon it'll be like an official thing. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. So excited. Lucky guy. Son of a gun.
I love that. Well,
I'm lucky too. He's great.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. I hope he knows what he has. He better. I'm not going to hold back because you said you're technically single.
You come off to me as just like a super like confident, like very comfortable in your sexuality. My question is like, is that something that happened like the last few years? Have you always been really comfortable with being a sexual person?
I have always been the way that I am. I have two parents that love each other so much and are so affectionate with each other 24/7. Like, it's kind of gross how affectionate they are. But it's adorable. And so I think just from a young age, I've seen that. And I've been so blessed to see, you know, my two parents love on each other and, you know, sometimes a little too much, but you know, I feel like that's just kind of, it's been inside of me,
right?
All that love and passion. And,
oh, I love it.
I've just always, I would have to say yes.
Oh, that's great.
I feel like my kids would say the same thing about me and my husband.
They for sure will.
Right? We're always so all funny. Over each other and I wouldn't have it any
it's
other
the best.
Way. So that being said, or what Kelsey just asked you, was sex discussed in your family? Was it like a topic that kind of came up when you were younger? Like, or was it taboo at any time?
No, it's definitely taboo. Still, like, I'm the first kid. So everyone else after me, it's kind of like everyone's more open, but my parents don't really want to know my business. So they know how I am. They know who I am. but it's not like something that I'm just like, oh yeah, this like it's it, that's kind of, I don't know, it's a little weird for me. So not really, but also again, like I said, I grew up seeing that, or like walking to the door, my parents' room is locked like every fucking hour.
So nice. Like, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing really, like me and my sisters now, I talk more about it with them because I want them to be, you know, open with me and
yeah.
know that I am there for them as an older sister. But growing up, not so much. Like I said, I was the first one. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Same here, girl. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a good one.
Hey, Kelsey.
It's funny because you write these down and then when you go to say them, you're like, holy fuck, I can't believe I wrote this down. Okay, so here's one. Can you come from...
Whoa!
Can you come from oral?
Damn, she just jumped right in there.
Is that a bad one?
By the right person.
Oh, good.
No, it's fine. No, by the right person.
Oh, good. Good yeah. for you. Good. Sorry, it's called Batch After Dark, Kelsey. I made her roll her eyes, Rudy. She's like, oh,
I have no idea what I was in for, but I'm here
you
for
didn't.
It.
My bad.
Wait, this is not Tub Talk, Rudy. This is not Tub Talk.
This is, I love it. It's great. It's so much fun.
I can too.
I love it. No, I mean, it's definitely go. To the guy I'm talking to. There you go.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. Well, so this is going to seem very tame now in comparison, but...
Oopsie.
When was your first kiss?
Oh, that's cute. my first kiss, I believe I was 16. Yeah.
Aww.
I was at a movie theater with the guy that I had already been dating. He was my first boyfriend. And he kissed me while we were laying. I forgot there was like no seats for some reason in the theater. So we were like laying on the floor, which now with COVID being a thing, like, ew, it's disgusting. But we were like laying on the floor watching this movie and he kissed me and it was so magical. And I was like, oh my God, I love you. So yeah, I think it was like 16 or 17. Yeah.
So sweet. I love that.
It was very cute.
Okay, now I'm scared to ask
God
any questions. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Next.
Okay. I'm trying to find like ones that aren't. I don't know if I was in a really horny ass mood when I wrote these questions. I'm sorry.
You're our first
girl too. So I'm just really excited to have like girl talk, you know? Have you ever queefed with a guy before?
I love it.
And what did you do and what did he do? Or did you say anything or what happened?
No, that is like my biggest fear ever. That is never, now I'm saying no, I like, I'm
now you're gonna do it like tonight.
Not that it's a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah, I know, not that it's a bad thing, but like, you know, it's natural. But from, I mean, I say that, but then like, what, the other day, like I woke up, I woke, this is disgusting. And
no, it's not.
I didn't mean it. I farted and I woke literally myself up and him up. And he was like, so like, what the hell? Like,
awesome.
What just happened? I was like, I'm so fucking embarrassed right now.
Good
this is
morning.
Disgusting.
No,
but I was
natural.
Sleeping. Like, I didn't mean to.
Oh my God.
So no.
I feel like that's more embarrassing, honestly. But I feel like certain positions, you just do. It's just air. You know what I mean? It's
that's
like
true.
You cannot
yeah.
control it. Maybe
no,
I'm just
see,
having
happens,
some crazy positions, you guys.
After.
I don't know.
it'll happen. It's happened after. It's never happened during, though. So.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay,
more,
that makes
okay.
sense.
That makes more sense.
Okay, your turn.
Yeah.
No queefing questions, Erin.
All right. Well, I'm still in your childhood here, so...
Just going back and forth. This is hilarious.
God, I feel like the
yes.
devil in this scenario.
We're keeping you on your toes, right? That's
shit.
What we're doing. Oh my God. Okay. No, Kelsey. I love you. You just literally went for it.
me too. This
God.
Is a lot more fun than I, like, Erin,
oh,
I always have fun with you, but these questions
oh,
are.
Oh, yay.
So. Oh, I love you so
it.
Much. Okay. So when was the first time you were felt up?
See, I was weird. I dated this one guy for like 3 years and we didn't really do anything at all. Like, I don't ask why. I don't know. It was more him. I don't know. I think maybe he, I don't know what was going on there, but this might be another question coming up, but I lost my virginity when I was like 21. And I think
oh,
that's
okay.
really when I did like the majority of stuff with someone. So
got it.
It probably wasn't until that, like, I know I didn't do it with the guy I first kissed. And then after that, my first boyfriend, I dated this other guy, his name was Steven. And it just was so innocent, like literally so innocent. So I'm going to have to go with my actual first boyfriend that I count. Probably, I was old.
You don't ask me.
No, you won't.
I lost mine around the same time. And Kelsey, didn't you say, how old were you, Kelsey?
I was 19. It was my wedding night, remember?
That's right. It was her wedding night.
Wow. That's awesome. I love that.
I know. She is a literal angel.
I'm actually not. I'm having a very
so
public midlife crisis on Instagram now with all the bachelor guys. So not an angel. Can you think of like what's a major turn on for you?
I think just a confident man. Like that is so cliche, but like someone who just knows what they're doing, you know, like, and even if I feel like there's been guys that like, they don't know maybe necessarily what they're doing, but they have confidence. So like that kind of like makes it sexier. Just a guy that has confidence. Literally.
Yeah.
A guy that has confidence and is, you know, I think that's, like I said, cliche, but it's the truth.
So. It's so true. And that's, I mean, even the interviews we have had, that's just like a number one is confidence. It's just so sexy all around.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah, definitely. Let me take that a step further, though, and say, what are your turn-ons in the bedroom?
Ooh, I like an aggressive guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, again, someone who's going to like take the lead and be aggressive,
firm,
and not like sit back and like be quiet.
Yes.
No, I can be that person too. And I like to play that role sometimes, but the majority of the time I like it the other way around.
For sure.
Definitely like it. Do you have any favorite positions?
Yes. I mean, now I'm thinking about when the next time I'm gonna see the guy. Yeah, definitely. I think I'm gonna go with doggy.
Yeah, I was gonna guess cowgirl. You strike me as a cowgirl. I thought that was gonna be your favorite.
I do like that one too. I was gonna say that one or that one.
Yeah.
Yes, those are my top two.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. Love that. Yeah. I love being bent over. Just take me, bend me over anything, anywhere.
Literally, love. Literally.
Okay, so do you like your hair pulled during sex, Rudy?
I mean, who doesn't?
I know. Yeah, yeah. I do too. Okay, so what's the most interesting place you've ever had sex?
Wow. Let me make sure the door is closed. 1 second.
No problem, babe. You take your time.
It's probably her sister's bedroom.
Her whole family's outside the fucking door.
Terrified. I have an 11-year-old sister. I'm like, this cannot.
Oh, you're such a good sister.
Completely understand.
I'm going to have to go with, we were not the guy I'm talking to, unfortunately, but I was driving cross country from LA to New York and we stopped in Utah. And it was just like the most beautiful, beautiful scenery. Like it was just the mountains, the sky, the sun was setting, and it was just like this beautiful thing. We just like pulled the car over to like, you know, look at the sun, and we wound up like doing it on the hood of his car on the side of the highway.
Oh, hot!
Woo!
Oh my hot. God! Oh my God! Hot. I love that answer. Jesus.
Everyone saw everything.
The hood of the car.
Was Rudy. Was it daylight, Rudy?
It was.
Oh my God.
Damn, girl.
I'm so
love
happy.
It.
This is the best answer that we've had so far. Is it not for that question, Erin?
Hands down.
Really?
Fucking best.
Yeah, honestly. It was like a top.
Oh my God.
Moment.
I all of a sudden,
Rudy,
really,
you are setting
really
the bar so high.
Want
here.
To be on the hood of a car. Oh my God. So were you on your back or
it's
your stomach?
So much fun, especially when you're just like, yes, I was on
back.
My back. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I have to know, were you wearing a dress? Did you like literally take your pants
this
off?
Is
like
so hot to me.
I'm pretty sure I was wearing like a little sundress. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love this answer, Rudy.
Love it.
You little firecracker.
Thank you.
I'm adding some questions to our rapid fire just by talking to you. I'm like, okay, let's see if we can answer this. This is great. Woo, I'm getting warm. Are you getting warm, Kelsey? Holy shit. I need a drink of water.
That was
sexy. I'm sweating over here. Me too.
Okay, this question is because I'm in a group of like people that have followed my page for a long time, and they're talking about how many times they've come in one sexual experience. So the most I ever did was two, but this bitch said seven. So my question is, what's the most amount of times that you've come in one sexual experience? Hee hee.
Seven.
No! My God! It's seven? Where are these men? Seven?
Same.
The fuck? No! Not you too!
Oh my God. We're in the seven club.
You're in the seven club. Oh, yeah. You guys suck ass. I thought she was going to be like two, and I was going to be like, yeah.
Honestly.
Oh my God.
It's this, if y'all wonder why I'm all of a sudden booed up, it's partially because of that.
Oh shit. Woo.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out. Oh my
Lock
God.
That down.
Oh my God. I'm trying.
Fucking seven.
Okay.
I can't recover. Jesus.
Wow. I mean, was that an all-day session? Are we talking just a couple hours? Like,
yeah, just a couple hours.
Okay.
I mean, he's just a
couple hours, yeah.
Phenomenal. No. Just gonna leave it there.
Hey, I mean, when they know what they're doing, is it really that shocking? I don't think so. You know what? I mean, it's like pushing a button. You just keep pushing that fucking button. Right.
Okay, I'm shocked. Okay.
It's the easy button. I mentioned that easy button.
The easiest.
Oh my God.
Right? This is amazing.
Kelsey's like, what the hell?
The fuck? It's like I missed like some kind of ride that you all got to go on. Oh, you're up in the ante? Okay, go.
She's like, she's not tall enough. You're not tall enough to ride.
She's not tall
enough. I'm
so
sorry, Kelsey.
God. Maybe one day I'll hit seven. God, I'd be happy with three. Jesus, greedy motherfuckers.
I mean, it's not seven every time, Kelsey.
It's just a record.
It's the most.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, I'll get there. I'll get there eventually.
That is so funny. Yes, you will. I have faith.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let's talk about threesomes. Have you had one, first of all?
No.
Okay, you were nodding your head, so I was like, is that a yes?
No, I was waiting for you to... No.
Okay, so you haven't had one, but if you did, what would you prefer? You and two guys or another girl and a guy?
Oh.
I'm going to definitely have to do two guys because I'm just so jealous.
Yeah,
like, I don't ever see myself that ever being a thing just because it's like... I don't know. For me, it's just not a thing. But Right. Yeah. Right. Like, I just want my man to myself.
Yes.
Whether it's like, I just want, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I haven't done it. I just don't.
I couldn't see myself either.
Can I have a follow-up question real quick?
Yeah.
Is that why you didn't go to paradise?
Yeah. Honestly, it just didn't feel right for some reason. Like when I was telling my cousin the other day, and I was like, when I like thought about and prayed about this in your heart, I always got like a good feeling about it, like a good feeling. Just paradise didn't wind up happening, but it also like every time I prayed about it, I was like, this is not seem right. I still don't know why that was, why I was getting that feeling, but yeah, so not necessarily, but also just like, I don't know. It just wasn't the one for me.
Okay. Thank you for answering. I know a lot of people have been wondering, so.
Yeah, you posted a picture where you were like, I'm not in paradise. And then Erin posted it and I was like, hey, maybe pay attention to the fact that she's laying by a dude. Those are man legs. So is that the guy that you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean,
I was right.
Yeah, that's the guy that I'm seeing.
Aww.
And I met him.
Yeah,
I know, I'm so happy. I met him in October. I met him back in October. We went on one date and it was an incredible date. I remember coming home to Julia and being like, oh my God, like I had so much fun with this guy. We kissed on our first date and it was like the most magical kiss. Oh. And then I didn't see him again until March because COVID, I got COVID and he got COVID and I was like, all this stuff happened. So we didn't go on our second date until March. And since then we've just been taking it slow and I didn't know if I was going to do paradise. And I told him like, look, we've been on like, you know, four dates. Like if I get this opportunity, if I think this is right, then I'm going to take it. And he was like, I totally understand, whatever. And it just, again, didn't wind up happening. So I'm like, well, maybe the reason why it didn't wind up happening is so I could at least like have more time with this guy. And like, he makes me really, really happy. So as bummed, I feel like a lot of people were like, thought I was going to be bummed that I didn't get to go. And honestly, it was just like a sigh of relief. Cause I was like, okay, like why am I going to go for myself on a fucking beach with all these dudes that are going to be just wanting to hook up with everyone when I have like an incredible guy like right here next to me. So
yay. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy too.
That's like perfect timing. I'm so happy that worked out just perfectly like that, you know, and you had that like peace in your heart, what to do. Cause I'm sure otherwise you would have been really torn. So I'm so happy that worked out the way it did. That's awesome.
Me too.
Okay. Back to the crazy naughty questions.
Okay. Do you fake orgasms or has there ever been a time that you like, you know, did you do that regularly? Is it something you ever did?
Yes. I literally all the time with my ex, like he was not very great and I just wanted to get it over with. That sounds scary.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yikes. Don't want to do that again, but yeah.
Don't ever do that again. No, no, no.
No. Oh no, not after this.
Oh.
I can't go back.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about that. She doesn't fake orgasms anymore.
Wait, no. Do you think he knew?
No.
Oh, good. Maybe he will after this, but no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
God. I love it.
I feel like he had no idea. He probably thinks he's so good.
So good in bed. Oh, geez.
What is the funniest thing that's ever happened during sex for you?
I can't think about the funniest
that's
thing.
That's good.
What about you guys?
I have a funny one. You know Pandora, how they have like ads?
Okay, I want to hear it.
Like ads on the Pandora when you don't pay to subscribe?
Yes.
There was like a hospital ad that came on when I was having sex when I was on top of him. And the ad came on and it was totally awkward. It was about like broken bones or something. And I looked at him and was like, I'm going to fucking put you in the hospital. That was like one of my favorite sex memories is because it was this is weird. The mood is ruined. But yeah, we had a good laugh. He probably went soft after that. I don't even remember.
That is hilarious.
That was funny.
No, you know what? See, I needed to hear a story for something to like get my mind going. But what was it? Oh, in the shower. I can't do, like, I'm so, like, not sexy at all.
Who can?
And literally, just, like, water in my eyes. His contact like popped out. He couldn't see. And then we just started like laughing. And I was like, let's just, like, I just started like spitting water in his face. And like, I didn't even know what was happening. But it was like a really funny, like cute moment, but also just like, wow, that was so not cute.
It wasn't sexy. I've never had hot shower sex ever. Oh my ever. God. Have you, Erin? Erin probably has. She's had all kinds of sex.
She's had all kinds of sex.
Yeah. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I do, but I have a secret weapon. I have a secret weapon. So I have this special lube that's just for water. Like,
Shut up.
Works so perfectly in the shower, wow. You guys.
Wow. Interesting.
I'm sending you like a whole gallon of it. I'm kidding.
Interesting.
But I do have a funny sex story. So I was on top of him. I remember it was so funny. I, for some reason, just like blacked out for a minute. And I all of a sudden just started doing a cheer. Like I'm literally sitting on top of him. And I said, "Burr, it's cold in here." And he's like, "What?
For what? Oh, were you drinking?
My gosh. Are you serious?
I don't know. I could have been high. Like, God knows.
God only knows. I love it.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
It was so random. He's like, "Why are you doing a cheer?" I'm like, still inside you. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Popular cheerleader movie.
It's There must be something
bring it on.
In the atmosphere.
Right, yeah. It's
We all know it.
I love you.
There must be some clover.
Yeah. In the, yep.
That is so great.
So random. So random. Do you have any fantasies?
Good question.
Not really.
There's nothing that you haven't done that you want to do. Do you want to have sex on a plane?
I have.
Oh, see? Okay. Maybe she doesn't have any fantasies because she did them all.
Mile High Club.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really think of any, honestly.
Okay, sex on the beach?
Oh.
I have.
Okay.
Good for you, Rudy.
Underneath one of those houses.
Oh, cute.
Oh.
It was very cute. And it was raining too. Super cute.
Oh.
So you don't have any like role play fantasies or anything like that? Like in the back of your mind? Like, you're a fireman. Ooh. Rescue me or something.
No, I think that I would fucking die laughing if someone did that shit. I mean, but, you know, it could be fun maybe, but no, not really.
I think it's probably overrated role play. I have a maid costume and it was like, "I'm going to clean the room." Nope, this is fucking weird.
Well, I don't know if it counts, but I was a flight attendant and he used to love when I wore my uniform.
Oh.
Oh, that, yeah, but see, that's more like, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really was a flight attendant, so I wasn't role playing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You were just yourself.
That's super cute. That's
I like
cute.
That.
That's like someone right. being like, "Can you act like you're a singer?"
Yeah. Yeah, right. They're like, "Bitch, weird. I am a singer." One of the best in the whole world. That's right. So I wanted to do fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, good one.
I want you to pick the guys.
Oh, and she's with a guy now. So this is going to be hard.
And they have to be all bachelor guys. They have to be like, because this is Batch After Dark. They have to be like bachelor guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody. Oh my God. Okay. Anybody.
Fuck, marry, kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. I'll kill one person first. Let me think of
it. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm gonna have to kill this dude. I am gonna have to kill
God, I'm like so excited.
Bennett.
Ah, kill him.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
He's
yes.
Because I just, oh my gosh, his videos just, I'm like, dude, first of all, how old are you? Second of all, you, oh my gosh, literally there was one video that he posted where he like had, I think, calamari on his hand.
It was caviar.
Yeah, my girlfriend sent it to me because I don't follow him. Oh yeah, I said calamari. I said caviar. Might as well have been freaking calamari. It was disgusting. Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Literally, he's just like going at it.
Oh yeah.
Like in the most disturbing way. It just was so cringy. And then his dance videos, I'm just like going ham on Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay.
His dance videos are so cringe. Oh, no.
I did a voiceover of that caviar scene on my page, and you're going to laugh your ass off. I'm going to send it to you, and you're going to die laughing.
Oh, my God. Okay, Mary.
Oh, I know who you would fuck.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, I do, because it's mine, too.
Can I pick one of the newer guys?
Yeah.
Wait, who are you going to say? Who do you think, Kelsey?
Well, I thought you would pick Blake Horseman for fuck.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no! Ah! Oh, my God!
That's her boo, Rudy. That's her boo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can have him.
Oh, girl, that's okay.
I think he's cute.
Yeah.
I feel like I could just see right through
a little bit of a ladies' man.
If I didn't have like a guard up, I would very easily fall for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super, super, such a ladies' man. I do think he's cute, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to have to marry Christian from the new season. I don't really know much about him, but I just think he's so cute.
He's adorable.
Christian, he's really cute. I don't really know much about him.
The guy from Boston, right?
Yes.
But okay, so that's who you would, and who would you fuck? Did you pick up
he's
someone
so
to fuck?
No, let me see. Can you name me some guys? I don't know why none of them are coming to my head. The first one that's coming to my head is Noah.
Oh, Noah, yeah.
I think Noah. I'm going to go with
Noah. Him. Okay, we did it.
Noah. Oh my God.
We did
okay,
it.
Okay, Noah.
Yay.
Good job, girl.
That was amazing.
You're the best, Rudy, you little beautiful firecracker.
Oh, you're so sweet.
She is. I know. I can't wait to give her a big hug sometime soon, I hope.
Yes.
So here's a rapid fire. So loud or quiet? Are you loud or quiet? Or do you prefer loud or quiet?
Yes. Loud.
Yeah. Loud. Okay. Give or receive?
Ooh, I think give.
Oh.
Oh,
I really like
okay.
That. Yeah.
Lucky guy. Lights on or lights off?
Off.
Same.
Off, yes. I agree. Maybe candles or like pitch black?
Like candles, like not pitch black. I like to see like...
A little bit.
Some lighting. Not too dark.
Like silhouettes.
Also not
yeah.
Like bright. Yeah.
this one's for you, Kelsey. Spit or swallow?
What is it? Spit or swallow? Holy shit. Spit or swallow?
I'm going to go... Both?
Can you spit and swallow?
Spit. Yeah.
I love this question. I just want to know, because I like choking, I just want to know if she's into choking.
Oh, choking.
Yeah. But on the sides, right?
Choking.
Oh, yes. Don't hurt.
Do you, and you don't have to answer this, it's a little specific, but like, do you like to be choked when you come or just when you have sex?
But all the time.
All the time choking. Good for you. Do you know, Rudy, I've only been choked 2 times.
Oh,
and,
girl.
And he, and
oh,
guess
girl.
What? He looks
girl.
Like he was going to vomit on me. And he's like, why would you want this? And I was like, oh, fuck it. Never mind. Horrible. Overshare. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. That is so bad. No, that is freaking hilarious.
Yeah, we need someone more adventurous next time.
God. You guys, I don't think I've ever been choked, so maybe
dude,
I should tell
choked.
My hubby to do that. Yeah? Okay. All right.
And then text me and Kelsey when it happens.
Please.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, last rapid fire. Thong or commando?
Commando. All the way. I'm always butt-ass naked.
I would be too if I look like you, sweetheart. Yes.
Yeah. Commando. Okay. Gotta love it. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So, Rudy, did you have fun with us on Batch After Dark today?
The most amazing interview of all time.
Yay. Oh. It was so nice to meet you. And you're so beautiful
so
and
fun.
Sweet.
So happy you are our first.
Oh, both of you guys are amazing.
I'm so happy about your guy that makes you come all the time. I want to shake his hand and say, good for you, sir.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh, please do. He deserves all the praise.
Shout out to the secret
oh
guy.
God.
We're happy.
Before we let you go, can you think of three people that you'd want to have us have on our show and do the same type of interview with? Ooh. Who do you think would be amazing from the Bachelor franchise? Anyone. We'd like to have them be single just because we can be a little naughtier, you know, with the singles.
I'm going to have to definitely throw Julia in the mix because I think she'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then...
You think she would do it?
I think she would, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Oh my God, I'd love that.
I think she would. She's so funny.
Awesome.
She may have more safe words than I do, but I think she would do it.
That's okay.
I'd like you to interview Noah. I think would be cool. Just because I think he's hot for no reason. And... maybe Mike Johnson. I feel like he would be fun.
We had him, actually.
So when we first started, we had Mike Johnson.
Oh, good.
But we want to have him back on.
Yes.
Yes, we want to have him back on for sure.
Those three people for sure.
Definitely. And Natasha wanted to come on as well.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Natasha would be amazing also.
Yay. Thank you for doing this. This podcast is not for the faint of heart.
Kelsey, Rudy set that bar so high. I don't know how we'll ever...
Oh my God. That's like I said, now I feel like we're friends already.
I love it.
Right? No secrets. I love it. It's amazing. You are so transparent and so just authentically you. That's why we love you so much. Don't ever change. Don't you ever change. We love you. And you guys, thank you so much for listening to our very first episode of Bash After Dark. We have so much more exciting, naughty, dirty, fun interviews to come. So please subscribe and please follow us at Bash After Dark Pod on Instagram. And Rudy, it was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I think that we both had female orgasms while we were interviewing you. At least I did.
I did. Huge crush. 7 to be exact.
7. Welcome to the 7 Club. I love
Kelsey,
it.
Kelsey, come on. I gotta
catch up.
You gotta join us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Till next time. Kelsey and I signing out.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.